Get a quiet calorie from your man of discharge. I've lost 45 pounds.
Really?
I have a headache.
Good for you.
How much? Not going down the right way.
How much is this real? How much of this is fake?
Joking.
That's actually sucked out into my lungs. That's right. A napkin, boy. Give me a napkin, please.
Make it two.
Sweet Joe, he reminds me of my boys, Matthew and Modine. They're so wonderful and so delicate and sensitive. They really are. Yes, absolutely. I said, stay away from Hollywood. That's why they're plumbers now. Yes, working in the plumbing industry. Oh, but seriously, we have to relax and enjoy ourselves right now.
Right.
I'd like to congratulate. Excuse me. That shot out of my mouth.
You got stuff all over your mouth.
Robert the Angry Mailman. Actually a white man in a suit. Isn't that correct?
No, I think he's about the blackest guy we know.
Oh, pull back the curtain. Tell me the truth about him. Isn't he really just he's sort of it's all makeup, isn't it?
No, he's a black guy.
No, he's not.
He's a proud black man.
I can't possibly be real. I saw him in his suit. You're telling me the truth that he's real?
Yes.
He's a real man?
Yes.
Not a paid actor in black makeup?
No. He's a real
man. Oh,
no. You fooled me, and I can't be fooled. I wouldn't mind telling you that. Oh, I'm so exhausted. But the show's taken on a new dimension since you brought on a new producer. Tell me about her.
Oh, Beth Ann, she's fantastic.
Where does she hail from?
All over the place. She's Charlotte.
Where did you get her from, boy?
Got her from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, wonderful. The Great Smoky Mountains. I enjoy that. Whoa. Beth Ann McBride, she juggles her time between preaching and crime fighting. Isn't that accurate? Is it true that she is completely a still? How old today? How old would she be, roughly? Beth Ann McBride, your new producer.
Answer the question. I want to get to the bottom of it.
She's in her 40s?
In her 40s, and she's still not sexually active. Isn't that correct?
She has a daughter.
Lesbian or no?
Pardon me?
Lesbian or no?
Lesbian or no?
Is she a lesbian, boy?
Bring her in. I must speak with her. She's the person that stirs the drink of the show.
You ask
her.
How
many behind-the-scenes players, but only two real stars? Am I right? And is your partner still rehabilitating?
Yes, he is. He deserves all the credit in the world.
Hello there.
Oh, it's Beth Ann McBride.
So nice to see you. How have you been?
I've been good.
It's great. It's the show business ladder.
Oh, excuse me. I just spit that out of my mouth.
You did right on your shirt.
Yeah. We're climbing up one thing, and I ate the ghost piece, didn't I?
You ate it. You ate it after it fell back out of your mouth.
I've always said waste not want not.
That's right.
Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Talk about your likes, your dislikes, your puppy dogs, your cat o' nine tails
that you have in your bedroom.
Do you have a collection of leather? Is it true? I've heard dominatrix. Is that your thing? Is that your fetish? Do you have fetishes, Beth?
I do.
Tell us about them.
My fetishes?
Your fetishes. Yeah. What are your likes, your dislikes? What is it?
Who's the real you? Who's the real you? Who's the person
like
behind Beth Ann McBride?
Pardon me?
I like you.
You like me?
You like
well, it's mutual. How about a hug?
Here we go.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
now. Watch out for the food particles. Oh, he's smothering her.
Oh, dear. Oh, I think I've soiled myself. That's how I meant it. Oh, you suggest an older Christina Ricci. Accurate enough.
I hope not.
Oh, not at all?
The good thing.
That's right.
You have a large collection of adult toys in your boudoir?
Not one.
Do you? Not one?
Not a single one?
Not a single one.
What's the matter? I understand the social life is lacking. Is that true?
Yeah,
is it a painful? Are you a happy clown, Beth Ann McBride?
Yeah, I'm happy.
tell me about it.
Hey, happy clown.
What's something you enjoy doing? What do you like to do?
I like to read. I like to go to the movies.
You like to read.
Oh. It's so uncommon in radio nowadays.
It is.
Don't you find that? Don't you find the majority of radio personalities
simply couldn't pick up a book and it bit them on the behind? isn't that accurate, John Geronimo?
Yes, it is, Jiminy.
Tell me the truth.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Now, your career actually began as a small-time radio person. Isn't that accurate, Beth Ann McBride? Or were you in a typing pool? Where did you hail from, please?
From Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, I love Texas. It's magnificent.
Jiminy, you enjoy that you have the boots. Do you read the Greensboro, Texas boots?
Oh,
do you wear the boots?
No, I don't wear the boots.
Armadillo.
It's lots of fun. Oh, were you joyful when you rescued your dog from the well?
Lassie, you mean?
When you pulled your dog out of the well. Was he grateful?
He was.
How grateful
was he? An Alpo dog.
we'll
send you an extra case of peanut butter, we will.
Lots of fun coming your way. Do you have a close relationship with your dog? Who do you love more, your dog or your daughter?
I love them both.
You love them equally?
No. I love my daughter more.
There That's wonderful. What a wonderful sentiment. And you're making me, I'm going to, you see, at the corner.
A tear.
That's a tear.
Yes.
That's a lovely tear, Beth Ann McBride. Run along now. Off you go, as Simon would say from American Idol. I love you, Beth Ann McBride.
Wonderful. What a great show you have, Don.
And at Christmas, do you prepare a ham? Excuse me, yes.
We need two callers for the game at 877-365-3636.
I think that's wonderful, the way you interact with your listeners. People actually calling in play.
Yes.
I've got something else on my list.
I know you do.
I feel like Katie Holmes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It is very nice to see you on the plaza. We have got groups from North Carolina, more groups from England, people gathering from all over the world. And, of course, we have everyone who listens to Don and Mike on the radio. Spoke to my good buddies there yesterday. Howdy, guys. Let's see what's happening as we take a check of the weather all over the United States at this hour.
The Don and Mike Show.
Aren't we supposed to laugh coming out of commercial?
Always immense in thought. The Don and Mike Show.
That's Dave Price.
That's right.
CBS weatherman.
No, he works for NBC.
I love his father, Vincent.
He's a wonderfully talented man.
No, you had it right. I was goofing with you. He does work for
Goof.
CBS.
Do you goof a lot, Don Geronimo?
Do you goof because it makes you feel good?
Answer the question, boy. That's such a good time.
Jiminy Glick.
I'm so glad to be here with you. Do you like radio? It's your life, isn't it?
Yeah, of course I'm here.
You live it, you eat it, you breathe it.
Yes. But do you ever spit it up?
Do you ever spit it up, boy? I could ask you the same.
Oh, I spit it up all the time.
I'm bulimic. Absolutely. Binge and purge constantly.
You're too fat to be bulimic.
Yeah. FM boy. FM.
I said that just the other day to someone.
What?
I was saying, FM frequency modulation.
That's the key. Yeah.
That's the key. It's taking off.
Radio's going to be big. Mark my words. Bigger than TV.
Jiminy Glick, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio, two people. One who's really nice and one who's also nicer.
It's great.
Let's welcome a teacher from Oakdale, California. Let's say hi to Brad Franca.
Hey, Brad.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Why are you calling us from a payphone, boy?
All right. And now entering the studio is a construction consultant from Reno, Nevada. A wonderful place. I enjoy that. I love the falls running over there.
I hate it when most people get in a barrel and travel over there. They could die, boy. It's nasty stuff. Reno, honeymoon capital.
Let's say hi to Mike Boyd.
This is Buffalo you're talking about.
Of course it is. You're a conjurer, Dr. Adamo.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Jiminy.
Hello there. Well, thank you for the respect. I appreciate that.
And without further ado, let's bring him in. Let's bring in the man. And that's going to run the game, Don Geronimo.
Thank you, Jiminy. Hello, Mike. And hello, Brad, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
Boys, there you go.
Hello.
Here you go. And your categories are, you're going to eat another donut.
No, I'm not.
Well, you already are.
I'm not eating anything.
I'm not eating anything.
Here are your categories. Today it's a
That's Robert. Robert the every
have an Oreo.
That's Robert the every mailman.
Who's white?
Oh, yes. I'll keep your survive going, Dr. Rambo.
It's a lie.
Regulate the blood sugar for peak performance.
What?
He wants us to regulate our blood sugar.
Regulate the blood sugar for peak performance.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm doing. Another donut, please.
Your
category. I'm having big fun today.
The categories, guys, are music facts.
Oh, dear, I busted a seam.
Know your anatomy.
Oh, I know my anatomy.
I just wish I could see it.
TV moms.
TV moms, there's some dillies.
MapQuest.
MapQuest confused me, boy.
And best week ever.
Best week ever. I've had so many good ones I can't even keep track, Don Geronimo.
Guys, here are your categories again. Music facts.
Music facts.
I was an opera singer.
How's your anatomy?
How your anatomy? Let me check.
It's all still there.
TV moms.
TV moms.
MapQuest.
MapQuest.
Best week ever.
That's exciting.
Mike, buddy, we will start with you.
Good luck, boy.
Let's start off with MapQuest for one, please.
Okay. City loaded, located. What, you okay?
I'm sorry, something in my throat.
The Splenda sweetener disagrees with me, boy.
Oh. This city is located 127 miles south.
Not splendid to me.
Of Erie, PA.
What is Cleveland, Ohio?
Negative.
Brad, it's your chance to steal, and you could have the first points during the game. Isn't that sweet?
What is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Hey, that's right, Pittsburgh.
$1!
Oh, Jiminy. Oh, dear. Just, that's okay. It'll go right back down.
Okay.
No need for any emergency treatment.
All right.
Get the paramedics out of here.
Select again, Brad Franco from Oakdale, California.
Let's stick with MapQuest for $2.
All right. It's 174 miles north of Portland, Oregon.
What is Seattle, Washington?
Correct.
$2, geography man. You're doing a good job with your little globe.
Play again, boy.
Okay, one more MapQuest. Here we go. It's 145 miles west, southwest, 145 miles southwest of Topeka.
What is...
Mike, it's your chance to steal.
What is Wichita?
There you go. Good guess. And
$3
to
miss that with a sweep of his broom. He's tied the game up.
Isn't that exciting?
Mike, isn't it exciting to play Low Budget Jeopardy and be on the radio talking to all your friends? Of course it is. Select again now. It's time to move on.
Adam wouldn't know your anatomy for one.
Don't interrupt me, boy.
All right, boy.
I apologize. Huh.
How's right. your anatomy? Here we go.
How's your anatomy?
How's yours?
I've been observing it from over here, of course.
Yours reminds me of that show.
Yes, does it really?
Gross Anatomy.
Gross Anatomy. It is, well,
I've been called gross before.
As long as I don't lift anything up.
It's a TV show. It's
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Anatomy. That's gross.
Is that right? That's very un-me-like. I shouldn't do that. Out of character.
Sorry, boy.
Your anatomy. Here you go.
You gents are as smart as the late Ben Marie.
Oh, thank you.
And
nice.
He, we all know he was a genius.
He was.
Anatomy, okay.
I learned that poolside.
How's your anatomy?
Poolside at John Roberts' house.
It keeps the blood flowing.
What is your heart?
Correct.
$1 mine, yes, and mine the size of four hearts.
I said, bigger is better. I've been doing my heart exercises.
They said mine's the size of my entire chest.
Practically ready to explode. Oh, is that a sigh? Is that a sigh of sympathy, Buzz Burbank, that I'm going to drop dead?
Yes. Nothing further from the truth.
Very good,
underneath
man.
All of this is a finely tuned physical specimen.
You would have been great in Hairspray.
Hairspray would have been wonderful. Oh, yes, wonderful. What a talented movie. The late Divine.